What would we be as uni fellowship if all we were was a monthly meeting of Christian students? Or all we were a bunch of teaching videos on the internet and did not have an increasing and overflowing love for the lost people God has put in our lives to share not only the gospel of God with them, but to share our lives with them and love them. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, we read, "We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that He has chosen you because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere." While the people of Thessalonica were still living in darkness and not yet illuminated by the truth and glory of the good news of Jesus, Paul and those with him modeled to them the gospel of our Lord Jesus with their lives. As they imitated Christ, the power of the truth of God become man to redeem to himself a chosen people, set apart to live for him and proclaim him as Lord with their words and their lives. These people living in darkness began to imitate them, and they were known in the whole region as what it means to be a follower of Jesus. So as Christ is imitated by Paul, and he is imitated by those in Thessalonica, and they are imitated by others in their region, what does that even look like? Well, Paul reminds them that when he first came to them, he didn't try to trick them. He didn't wear a mask to hide his true motivations. He wasn't greedy or a people pleaser, telling them words they wanted to hear. No, it was only God that they set out to please. If anything, Paul and those with him were motivated by love. He compares himself to a mother and father of young children, and he sums up his hopes and desires for them in chapter 3. "May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you." It's a mark of maturity when you realize you've been loved and you've been discipled and you have had the gospel modeled to you by so many godly, wonderful people in your life. And now it's your turn to model to others the same increasing and overflowing love. It's easy to sit back and let your pastor, Bible study leader, uni fellowship staff, or student leader do all the people work of proclaiming Jesus and discipling others to continue receiving that increasing and overwhelming love for yourself. But what would uni fellowship, a mission to reach the campus of the University of Tasmania with the good news of Jesus, what would we be without our students themselves being filled with an increasing and overflowing love for their classmates and friends, so that those who are still living in darkness may know the love of God and live in the light of the truth of Jesus as Savior and Lord? Will you be able to say, along with Paul, "So we cared for you because we loved you so much. We were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of our God, but our lives as well"? Join us as we love people and minister to them, showing them Jesus and sharing our lives with them.